April 2, Heavenly Evaluation. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1. There is a measurement of character constantly going on. The angels of God are estimating your moral value and ascertaining your needs and bearing your case to God. How earnestly we should strive to meet the mind of the Spirit of God. And oh, how thankful we should be that help has been laid upon one who is mighty to save. Do you manifest impatience and utter hasty words? Are you full of self-esteem? Have you lustful thoughts and practices? Are you doing things directly contrary to the purposes of God? Are you robbing your Heavenly Father by withholding your talents and your heart from Him? Why not cease doing this way? Why not make a full surrender to God? He will impart to you His light and peace, and you will taste of His salvation. Do not any longer bring to God a lame, diseased offering. Your powers, mental and physical, are enfeebled by your own course of transgression, but such an offering is not acceptable to heaven. Why not come and be healed of your infirmities and offer a living sacrifice, holy and without blemish? Have you been robbing God in tithes and offerings? Here is instruction for you. Says the Lord, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi 3:10. Why not take the Lord at His word? It is our privilege to experience the joy of Christ. It would be a difficult matter to convince those who have tasted of the rich knowledge of Christ that He is as a root out of dry ground, without form or comeliness, and that He may become to our souls the chiefest among 10,000 and the one altogether lovely. Song of Solomon 5, verses 10 and 16. I love Him, I love Him, I see in Jesus matchless charms. I see in Him everything to be desired by the children of men. Let us come to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. Let us through His merits and righteousness obtain a fitting up for heaven. The broken and contrite heart He will not despise. Review and Herald, April 2, 1889.